With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The four Republicans competing in their party's primary campaign with hopes of challenging Democratic Senator John Tester this November are debating in Helena tonight. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Ballots for Montana's June 5th primary will be mailed out in 2 weeks, and millions of dollars have already been spent by the Republican contenders trying to stand out. Matt Rosendale, Russell Fagg, Troy Downing, and Albert Olszewski will court Montana's conservative vote tonight in a debate hosted by the Greater Montana Foundation. Political analysts have called Matt Rosendale the frontrunner at this point.
If you send me to Washington, D.C., I will take the fight for you.
At least one candidate has started going after Rosendale. Montana native Russell Fagg has identified Rosendale's out-of-state birth as something that will hurt his chances in the general election.
And it's going to be hammered on by the Democrats.
The debate is expected to run from 7 to 8:30 this evening at the Montana Historical Society. Montana Public Radio plans to air the debate live and will stream it on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana State University faculty members have voted against establishing an economic research center funded by a 5-year grant from the Charles Koch Foundation. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the university will continue to use the $5.7 million grant that was awarded in 2016 to two professors for research, regardless of the Faculty Senate vote yesterday. Professors who voted against the center cited concerns that establishing it would be an endorsement of the foundation. The Billings Gazette and KTVQ-TV are seeking to intervene in a case filed by three police officers who want to keep their names private after they were suspended for having sex with a civilian police employee on Billings City property. Media organizations asked the city to release the officers' names after learning about the suspensions. The city agreed to do so. The officers then sought an injunction and a hearing over whether their identities should become public. District Judge Michael Moses granted the officers a temporary restraining order Monday and set a hearing for May 3rd. The newspaper and television station want to argue during that hearing in favor of releasing the names. The Billings Police Department has identified the woman involved. Two of the encounters took place while the officers were on duty. A 25-year-old Butte man has been sentenced to 25 years in state custody after pleading guilty to trying to shoot a woman with whom he became obsessed. The Montana Standard reports District Judge Brad Newman sentenced Kyle Robert Scholey yesterday for attempted deliberate homicide. Prosecutors say Scholey went out with the woman once or twice 5 or 6 years ago and had stalked her on and off since. On May 1, 2017, Scholey tried to barge into the woman's apartment with a pistol and a stun gun. He pulled the trigger on the pistol several times, but it did not fire. Scholey fled and shot himself in the face. The health department will determine Scholey's placement, but Newman recommended the secure Montana State Hospital in Warm Springs. His family testified he struggles with severe mental health issues. A northwestern Montana man has been arrested on suspicion of deliberate homicide after a fatal shooting late yesterday in Hungry Horse. Flathead County officials say 47-year-old James William Quinn of Martin City was arrested early today in the death of 33-year-old Bradley Allen Winters. Officials say there had been an altercation involving a number of people outside Winters' home prior to Winters being shot in the chest. The National Weather Service predicts western Montana is going to have a long and active flood season this year. Edward O'Brien has more.
Flood season may soon get off to a not-so-slow build. Friday is expected to bring some of the warmest temperatures of the year to western Montana, with highs pushing 80 degrees. Here's Weather Service hydrologist Ray Nicholas.
That'll get this lower and mid-elevation snow melting off at a slow rate, but we'll see the rivers and streams keep on rising here as we go into the weekend.
That's not such a big deal. Meteorologists are paying closer attention to the widespread precipitation expected to arrive late Saturday.
It's kind of tricky where this moisture is wrapping around and setting up right now. Looks like the heavier stuff might be up in kind of the northwest part of western Montana.
Rainfall amounts could range from a quarter inch to over an inch, with snow possible in the higher terrain by Sunday night.
It's going to add to the streams, and now we're just going to see the start of it, the start of the flood season. We're not expecting any major flooding this weekend, but that'll get the rivers primed up, and they'll just keep on coming up.
Nicholas says the fresh rain and snow will be adding to Montana's already above normal high elevation snowpack.
It's going to be a long flood season. We could have some areas get some pretty intense flooding, especially on the Clark Fork River here in Missoula. The Bitter River is going to be up there, the Flathead River. It's going to be a very high flow season that could be going through most of May and June.
Nicholas says anyone interested in flood insurance needs to purchase it immediately. That's because there's usually a 30-day waiting period before those policies take effect. Those living in low-lying areas that traditionally experience spring flooding may also want to start stocking up on sandbags. In central and eastern Montana, flooding has already become an issue. Governor Steve Bullock declared a state of emergency April 18th due to flooding in seven counties and on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.